situation on the ground is correct that they are starting to disconnect those who have not been paying electricity. And it really has become fairly chronic to the extent that ZESA cannot meet its day-to-day obligations, including paying for critical repairs to the generators and also for the electricity imports.
ZESA itself has come under heavy criticism that most of the people that have the highest bills are government ministers. What's going to happen to those government ministers that owe ZESA huge sums of money?
As far as I know, that we are treating everyone as a consumer of electricity. And if as a consumer of electricity people have not paid, they will be disconnected. It doesn't matter what rank one has got, because you are a consumer of electricity and electricity must be paid for.
What is the current debt owed to electricity providers by Zimbabwe?
The amount owed is $20 million, which we need to pay for electricity imports.
Are there any other ways that you are pursuing as a ministry to raise that amount of money besides cutting off consumers?
Well, we have tried many of the means, because I think disconnecting always comes as the last resort. And that's where we are now, on the last resort, because the other methods we're using are not yielding anything.